Now, it's about this time we go to the business news, and Giles Beckford is standing by, I do believe. Giles, tell me, Fletcher Building is signalling it's venturing back into big commercial developments?
Yes, good evening to you, Lisa. No doubt a few eyebrows were raised about this development. My old mum used to say, once bitten, twice shy, but clearly it doesn't apply at Fletcher Building. You remember, not so long ago, just a little over a year, it was close to being brought to its knees after it had booked about $1 billion worth of losses through some big commercial projects that had gone very badly wrong. Delays, cost blowouts. You remember some of them were the Convention Centre in Auckland, the Justice Precinct in Christchurch, and they've also continued to report difficulties around the Commercial Bay development in Auckland, all of which, of course, forced them to retreat from the sector. They said, we're just going to worry about roads and tunnels and drains and the like. We're not going to get involved in chasing big high-rise projects. Clearly, they've had another think about it. They're thinking now that perhaps they've cleared a lot of their order book. They'll only have a couple of big projects going into next year. It's a source of business that they need to bolster their earnings. And from that point of view, they're venturing back into the game. They say it's a different sector and they've got a different approach to it. They are not going to be chasing any trophy job just for the sake of doing it. They're going to be far more cautious about the risk and the costs that are involved. But no doubt, shareholders will be a little bit on the sceptical side. You remember that the last lot of problems forced them to cut their costs. It cost a couple of senior executives and the chair of the board their positions. They had to sell businesses. So from that point of view, yeah, there'll be a degree of scepticism as to whether this is going to work. On the plus side for shareholders, a reaffirmation that there will be a dividend payout, and also the company's going to reinvest or going to give back some of the proceeds of the sale of those assets, $300 million worth. It will buy back its own shares. The result of that will be that it should lift the overall price of the company. We'll wait and see on that one.
Interesting times here. Hey, the next one is a question of how low can we possibly go? So there's, what, further interest cuts on the horizon from the Reserve Bank?
I was a bit careful, a bit worried about where you were thinking on that one. Please, you said interest rates. Yes, the Reserve Bank did talk today. It did hold the cash rate steady at 1.5%. That was no surprise, remembering that it cut it in May, and that was the first move in more than a couple of years. And that cut was said to be able to give the economy a bit of a shot in the arm, get ahead of the curve of the slowdown. Well, the commentary today was pretty gloomy looking. The doves are clearly in control of the Reserve Bank. The local outlook is looking a bit on the soggy side. Wages are slow. Growth is slowing. Businesses don't want to invest. Consumers are wary about going on a big binge. The housing market's slowing. Migration slowing. So you just sort of tick off all the negatives. And that's before we even look overseas, where, of course, some people would suggest that it's particularly gloomy, trade disputes and growth slowing there. The usual response, of course, is to slash interest rates. But there's not actually much to come and go on. But when you've got your cash rate at 1.5%, you've got to say, how many more bucks or do you get for, how many more bangs do you get for the bucks that you expend? There's a clear signal that there'll probably be a rate cut in August. Whether the situation deteriorates to the extent that it needs another one, say November or early next year, we'll wait and see. But that does raise questions about where does the RBNZ go if the global recession really does hit the fan in a year or so's time? And that's a question which we'll have to ponder and no doubt we'll discuss at the time.
Take us for a quick spin around the markets, Giles.
Shares, they couldn't keep up the winning streak after 3 days of record closes, but it's not too much damage, just down 10 points, just above the 10,400 level for the top 50 index. On the currency front, it's all the halves. 66.5 US cents, 95.5 Australian and 52.5 British pence.
Thanks, Giles. That's Giles Beckford, who's been allowed out after dark, it appears, to do the business news for us this evening.